Hi children, your Pallavi auntie is back with another story called The Elephants and the Mice. Long, long ago, there was a beautiful city with lots of large temples and houses. The city was prosperous and its residents were always very happy and cheerful. Close to the city was a large and clean lake. The water in the lake was very sweet. But with the passage of time, the city turned into ruins and its residents moved to faraway towns and cities in other kingdoms. They took all their belongings along, including the cattle, bullocks, goats, and horses. Even the stray dogs and cats decided to follow the residents of the city and moved out with them. Only the mice in the city decided to stay back. Even without any residents, the natural vegetation in the city supplied enough food for the mice that they decided to stay back. The city was lined with a lot of fruit trees. They could now eat a variety of fruits and vegetables that grew in the city. Slowly, the mice grew in number and the entire city turned into a city of mice. Several generations started living together in the city. They were grandparents, parents, uncles, aunts, cousins, and lots of baby mice. It was one large mice family. They held their own festivals and get-togethers and took great care of each other in sickness and in health. Far away from the city, there was a very, very dense forest. A huge river used to pass through the forest, supplying clean water to all the animals staying in the jungle. Amongst the animals, there was a big herd of elephants. The elephants stayed in harmony with other animals in the jungle. The jungle provided them with ample food, water, and shelter. During one summer, the river ran dry due to very less rain. The animals in the forest started dying of thirst. The king of the elephant herd asked all the young elephants to go in all directions in search of water. After a few days, one of the elephants came back to the king elephant and told him about the lake near the mice city. The king elephant at once ordered the herd to leave the forest and move towards the lake. As soon as the herd saw the lake, they started running towards it. They had not been in the water for many months and could not stop themselves from making a dash towards the lake. In their excitement, they did not notice that hundreds of mice were getting trampled under their feet. The mice tried to save themselves, but many were killed and injured. They also feared that on their way back from the lake, the elephants would unknowingly trample many more. So, the mice quickly held a meeting. If the herd comes back this way again, our community is doomed, cried one mouse. We won't stand a chance, cried another. There was only one thing to do. A group of brave mice followed those elephant footprints all the way to the lake. There they found the king of elephants. Bowing before him, one mouse spoke for the others and said, "O king, not far from here is our mice community. It's in that old deserted village you passed through. You may remember it?"
"Of course I remember it," said the elephant king. "But we did not know a mice community was there."
"Oh, how could you?" said this mouse. But your herd stamped out many of our homes where we have lived for hundreds of years. If you were to return the same way, that would surely be the end of us. We are so small and you're so big. But we ask you, please, won't you find another way to go home? Who knows? Maybe someday we mice can help you too. The Elephant King smiled. Imagine, how could tiny mice ever help an elephant? But he felt truly sad his herd had crushed the village of the mice. Without even knowing it, he said,
"There is no need for you to worry. I will lead the herd home in another way."
It so happens that nearby lived a king, certain king who ordered his hunters to trap as many elephants as they could. Knowing that the elephants came from far and wide to jump in the big lake to swim, they made a water trap there. As soon as the Elephant King and his herd jumped into that lake, they were caught in the trap, one and all. 2 days later, the hunters dragged the Elephant King and his herd out of the lake with large ropes and tied the elephants to big trees in the forest. When the hunters had gone, the Elephant King tried to think, what could they do? They were all tied to the trees, but one elephant, she was free because she did not jump into the lake. The Elephant King called to her. He told her that she must go back to the old deserted village and bring back the mice who lived there. When the mice found the trouble that the Elephant King and his herd were in, they raced over to the lake. Seeing the king and his herd tied up, they quickly ran over to the ropes and began chewing. They chewed and chewed and quickly as could they. Soon the ropes were chewed all the way through and the mice set their large friends free. The elephant herd found a new way home and the mice community lived for many, many years to come. Thank you, sweethearts. The story is done. Bye-bye.